Everybody, how's it going? Albert J. Hernandez, you can call me the Untamed Chef, and welcome to my radio show. If you're on the East Coast, you know, you're still waking up, you're getting things going, and if you are on the West Coast, then you are barely waking up. If not, you're probably having your coffee, getting your kids ready for school. Just want you to know that we're definitely here for you. We want to entertain, we want to bring the food world to life by way of the airwaves. And we are brought to you by Grillion Ideas Radio, where we are truly the rock stars of the food world. I absolutely love being a part of this. Now, one thing that I love doing more than anything is just cooking. I was up late last night working on some more recipes and working on some new things for the World Ag Show. I got an amazing recipe that, and I'm going to be honest with you guys, I honestly don't think it can be replicated, and that's exactly what I was going for. And the reason why is I want people to call me to cook for them. I don't want them trying to make the recipes I'm doing, not this one per se, because what's involved in it is a lot of work. And it was funny because, you know, I know we talked about it last week. I was trying to figure out, what am I going to cook for this World Ag Show? What am I going to be able to do? How am I going to be able to do it? And I didn't want to just do something, because I guarantee you a lot of people are going to be doing, you know, overcooked chicken and a lot of the same darn thing. And there was like absolutely no way in heck that the Untamed Chef was going to be making the same stuff as anybody else. So I got an insane recipe here, and I'm going to go ahead and let you guys hear it, because I'm telling you right now, even it made me think, this is pretty, pretty wild. And that's exactly what we're going for when we're being untamed. So like I said, everybody calls me the Untamed Chef. And what that means, it doesn't mean that I walk around, you know, breaking the law and, you know, getting into trouble. That is not it. It's actually the opposite of that. We follow, you know, the rules, but we understand that the food has no limits. The sky is the limit when I'm cooking. There are things that I can do in my own kitchen that I was never, ever permitted to do in anybody else's kitchen. So now that I've got that freedom, and I do say it with freedom, it's not a license to go out and do whatever I want. It is truly freedom, because when you work in a kitchen where a chef has a set menu and then you start trying to come up with these ideas, you know, it doesn't sit right with a lot of people. And when I was practicing a lot of my style that I have now, I had a lot of chefs who thought I was crazy, and I'm okay with that. You know, we've talked before about this. You guys know I'm a very open chef. I'm okay. If you think I'm crazy, I'm okay with that. As long as my food tastes good, I don't care what you think about me. And I had a lot of people that would laugh at me. You know, they would, oh yeah, this is a joke of a recipe, yada, yada, yada. But you know what? 8 trophies later, a television show and a radio show later, I think I was right. So I'm happy with that. Okay, guys, so here it is. Recipe for the World Ag Expo is a pressure-cooked chili-crusted pork shoulder with cactus, sautéed kale, applewood smoked almond with a raw butter apple cider emulsion. And this is going to just be an insane recipe, because I'm just going to go right down the list here, because I'm going to show you guys too, the way I'm practicing with these recipes, making it easier for people to understand how to read a recipe, especially men. My goal, especially when I cook, is to get guys to get in the kitchen and get creative for the family. You know, families need to be eating together. And honestly, I think that is what makes America such an amazing country, is that we have that opportunity every day to have those core values that we know, not just through scripture, but just through, you know, the longevity of love, that when a family comes together, it stays together. And that's my main goal, is to try to get the husband's cooking. Because if the husband's cooking, everybody's going to be at the table. If the wife's cooking, the husband can even say, oh, no, especially with Super Bowl coming up, you know what, I'm not going to go sit at the table. I'm going to be watching the game. And you know what, there's a basketball game on every night, and we're getting ready to go back into baseball season here in a couple months. So it doesn't take a lot to distract somebody from the table. So what we want to do is really get the husbands cooking. So here's one for you out there, guys. If you can copy it, you know what, even, how about this? If you really want the recipe, I'll simplify it and send it to you. Just hit me up at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Go to the Contact Me Sponsors link, and you can send me an email, and I will simplify it for you. But here we go. The tools used are a pressure cooker, an immersion blender, and a smoking gun. The ingredients: 2 tablespoons of Rosenthal garlic-infused olive oil, pork shoulder, 1 pound cut into 4 pieces. So everybody's getting a 4 ounce piece, which I think is pretty fair. Cooking sensation: chipotle, garlic, rub, and dust generously. 1 cactus petal cleaned and julienned. 2 cups of apple cider. 1 quart of beef broth. 1 tablespoon of organic pastures raw butter. Half a Spanish onion julienned. 2 handfuls of Newman's oak patch vegetables, kale, or mixed greens, whatever's in season. I highly recommend, but just make sure it's cleaned and it's diced at a medium dice. Half a cup of slivered almonds, cold smoked with applewood, 1 cup of organic pastures raw cream, 2 teaspoons of xanthan gum, and salt and pepper to taste, because we always season with salt and pepper. So you guys can already hear some of these things sound pretty basic, but some of them have a little bit of a twist. Now, when we go in the actual the steps of how to do the recipe, you're gonna laugh at this. But honestly, I have taught this many a times, and when you are teaching someone how to cook, if you simplify the steps, it's I'm just gonna read it to you exactly the way I've written it out here and the way I sent it to the World Ag Exposition, because they were very pleased with the recipe. Step one, in a pressure cooker, add numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 6. We know already was the garlic, the olive oil, the pork shoulder, the rub, the cactus, the cider, and the broth. So it's just real easy. Allow the pork to sear good on all sides. This is equivalent to a braise technique. Carefully close the pressure cooker. Make sure rubber gasket is sealed and locked in place to allow pressure. Step number two, in a saute pan, add number 7 and 8. So 7 and 8 was a tablespoon of organic pastures raw butter. And 8 was a Spanish onion julienne. And it's real simplified. Allow to cook for 2 minutes on high heat, and then add number 9. Number 9 was a handful of kale or mixed greens. Turn off the heat, cook for 3 minutes, season to taste, salt and pepper. Add in smoke almonds for texture, smoke the polystyrene smoking gun. Remove liquid from the pressure cooker, reduce by half. Add number 11, a cup of organic pastures raw cream. Before adding in number 12, make sure your flavors are balanced. Season with salt, pepper if necessary. Create a vortex with an immersion blender and add 1 teaspoon at a time of xanthan gum until thick. Combine pork and kale. Top with directly with cold smoke from your smoking gun, and top with the emulsion and enjoy. So, like I said, it sounds a little bit funny, but at the end of the day, what we really have developed here is just a way to be unique and be creative. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. Now, that's the good thing. I got that done. Now, there's a little bit of bad news happening right now in the Untamed Chef's life, and I know this. We all definitely have it. It happens to the best of us, and it doesn't mean that we're weak, but sometimes they say that God tests the strong, and sometimes we just need to step up to the plate and be a little bit stronger. And pretty much what's happened here, a couple of things. This has been just a really, really insane week. And it just, I'm just going to say this real quick to all my fans out there, all my friends, all my family, everybody that's out there. Life is so short. Make peace where you can make peace. And if you're going to go somewhere and you're going to be, a nuisance, or you're going to be trouble, it's better personally for me. And I've learned this personally, everybody, to just stay away and be as loving as you possibly can when you see somebody. Even if you don't like them, just be a good person, because life is very, very short. But my grandfather, Joseph Vasquez, who taught me everything I know about cooking up until when I finally was able to branch off and start going and learning under these amazing, talented chefs, he's in the hospital right now. He had a heart attack, and he has Alzheimer's. So when you have Alzheimer's and you have a heart attack, you don't even really know that you have it. most people who have a heart attack that have Alzheimer's, they actually think that it's like gas or just like a cramp. So please, everybody, my grandfather is one of the most amazing men that I've ever met. He's truly a good, leader. He's been always great to me and to my brothers and to all of us. And it's funny because you know what? Everybody laughs because they like my personality because I'm not afraid to say what's on my mind. And I'm just going to say what's on my mind right now just because I have to be real with you guys. I feel that we have come so far that if I'm not real with you, then you're not going to, my credibility is going to be out the window. And it's funny because my grandpa and my grandma, they my mom takes care of them. She's their caregiver. I don't say caretaker. I think that's when you're dead. Caregiver. And she goes and she takes care of them and helps them, going to their appointments and everything. And the funny thing is this, my grandpa and grandma, they're there all day. They live in a home where I guess it's kind of like assisted living because my mom's able to come and assist and help them. But they live on their own. They have their own little room that they live in a, like an old folks community. And nobody goes to visit them. But I think it's funny that finally my grandpa gets sick. It's like all the family just starts running over there, and they know who they are. And the way I look at it like this, you've seen what the ramifications are of somebody who's sick, and just something as simple as a heart attack could put him down like this for 3 or 4 days. He's been in the hospital. He's going to be in the hospital. So to all my family out there, and you know who you are, and if you're guilty about this, then you know what? That means that it is you. Visit Grandpa a little bit more often. Don't go visit him when he's sick and he's dying. Go visit him when he's alive and he can actually sit there and talk to you. Anyways, I had to get that off my chest because I was really upset about that. And the other thing is my Aunt Helen. And my Aunt Helen is one of those people. She was always good to me and to my brothers. She was one of those aunts that would, let us drive when we were like 15. She was just real cool. She was always so good to us. And my uncle Marcelino, we call him Cello, my uncle Cello, he's one of the most amazing people. He's been more of a father, to me in a sense of, he took me to my first, baseball game. We used to go do a lot of things together. He's always been so good to us and to all my cousins. I love you guys all so much, and I'm so sorry of what's happening, to your mom. My Aunt Helen, right now she's in the hospital, and she's very, very sick. And I ask everybody, and I believe I'm one of those guys that, one prayer really can do a lot, and it will do a lot. And I'm just asking you guys, please keep them in prayer. They really do need it. They're a bunch of really, really amazing people. And to all my family in Arizona, I love you guys, and I'm definitely here for you more than even if you can't see me. I've spent a lot of hours praying and hoping only for the better of the situation that's happening right now because my Aunt Helen is one of the most amazing people that I've ever met. She really has always been good to us, and it's so weird. I mean, you don't realize how much time has passed. Last time I saw her, she was great, and I went to see her last year when I was on my way to New York to go and shoot The Untamed Chef, and she was, bedridden, and it's, I said a prayer for her when I saw her, and she's always been good to us, and I want you guys, like I said, if there's anything you can take out of this whole situation is this: life is very short. Make the most of your life. Don't waste your time. And for all my chefs and my foodies out there, get creative. Don't let someone judge you and judge your technique based off of the way that you cook. Cook the food that you were born to cook, and I promise you that it will be the best decision you've ever made. I thank God every day for all the jobs I got fired from all the chefs who didn't understand my technique, my palate, anything. Because I'm the one sitting on the top right now, And all I'm going to do is, like I promised from day one, is share it with everybody who wants to be a part of it. And that's what we're doing here on the Untamed Chef. And to one of the members from our foodie, or not foodie TV, I'm sorry, our Grilling Ideas family, Christo Gonzalez, from what I understood, he suffered a stroke. And I just want you to know, brother, we're rooting for you to pull through. And please, like I said, every single one of these people, I've never even met Christo, but I just know he's a special guy. He's touched a lot of people's hearts and stomachs. He's an amazing chef. He's an amazing talent. And he, you know, nobody deserves to be put in this situation. But like I said, when God tests us sometimes, we need to step up to the test and step up to the plate there. You know, when life throws you, you know, lemons, you make lemonade. It's the same thing. We want to really step up for one another and be there to support one another. If I'm sick and down, I'm hoping that all you guys are praying for me. And it's the same thing where we got to do it for everybody else. Even if you're not conscious, you have to understand that there's someone out there who cares about you. There's someone who loves you. So I had to get that off. Thank you guys so much for allowing me to say that. And we're going to get started here because we have an amazing show planned. A special thanks to all my sponsors, Jeff Selzer and Steve Dillard out of Selzer and Dillard's Funeral Chapel, Organic Pastures Raw Milk Dairy, Victor Perez Law Firm, The Cellar Door, Visalia Quick Smog, Sunbless Orchards, Madrid's Team Realty, San Joaquin Wine Company, the California Association of Agriculture and Labor, Rosenthal Olive Ranch, Glick's Old Fashioned Meat Market, Bravo Farms Handmade Cheese, Cooking Sensations Gourmet Seasoning, Monterey Sausage Company, Casa Grande Assisted Living, Direct Appliance out of Modesto, California, Colburn Cattle Company, and the Visalia Grocery Outlet. And to any other future sponsors, I welcome and appreciate all of you. A couple of upcoming events we have here. And you know what? Because we have we're limited on our time, I'm just going to go right into the show. If you guys want to know anything about the events, send me a link. But I will just say this real simple. We're not going to go right into it. Sunday, January 25th, we have an appreciation day at the San Joaquin Wine Company. All the information for all these events will be on my website, or the sponsors will be on the website, and you can just go to there. Saturday, February 8th, the Visalia Home and Garden Show. I'll be demonstrating how to create a romantic dinner for two, and this is a free attendance. I think it costs money to get into the event. I'm not too sure, but it's going to be a lot of fun. February 12th is going to be my Dining in Darkness, and we'll talk a little bit more about this. We still have a little bit more time. Wednesday, February 11th will be my live cooking demonstration at the World Ag Expo, and I just read you guys my recipe. It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, so like I said, this is everything we got for now, and I want to bring on my guest. Now, my guest is an amazing person. He's just a fantastic individual, and it's very hard to find people like that are just very genuine. And his name is Henry Ramos. He is the inventor and the creator of the ABW Cactus Cleaner. And he's going to talk to us a little bit more about everything that's going on. And we're going to bring him on. Henry, how's it going, man?
Good morning to you.
Good morning, brother. How is it?
Everything is good. My prayers to you and your family. Great story. I know, you know, I grew up a Hispanic just like you, and we got to keep those family ties together all the time. So my prayers to you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you for being on here with us in the morning. And you know what, Henry, I got to say, man, you're like I said, you're just a stand-up guy, and I really appreciate your friendship. And I had to bring you on just because you have invented something, in my opinion, that would have revolutionized Mexican cooking. And it will revolutionize Mexican cooking. Everybody just doesn't know it yet. So the very first thing I want to ask you, I mean, you know, why did you invent the ABW Cactus Cleaner in the first place? I mean, where did this whole thing even conjure up?
It was kind of like an accident, and kind of like I kind of stuck my foot in my mouth one day. I was with my mother helping her clean cactus because she was doing it all by herself, and then she would have to stop and tell me to get one of the splinters out of her fingers, So I jump in and help her because you love your mom and you love your family and you want to do what you can do. So I told her, Mom, this is a dumb job. I said, somebody needs to invent something to take these stupid thorns off this cactus, because even myself, I'd get a few thorns. So she kind of put me to the test, and she says, well, because she knows how I think. My mother and I, my parents, we get a lot from our parents. And so she told me, she goes, why don't you invent something? And I'm like, oh, okay, fine, I will. So that was that was my motivation. she kind of cut me up. And so I put it in my head, and that was that. And then just waited for it to cook in my head for a while. And so it did. So I went home, and 6 months later, it was like a six-month process. It didn't just come up to me. So I prayed about it, put it in my head, and slowly, it started to come to me. And I prayed about it. I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing, but I need to do it. It's something, when you're a writer, something has to come out, it comes out to you. It'll come out to you sooner or later. So
yeah,
I agree. So I got me a piece of pipe one day, and I was married at that time, and I had a vise. And I started with a vise, a tape measure, and a file. And the first one took me 2 weeks to make. And my wife thought I was crazy, of course. Whenever you invent something, people want to know what you're doing. And if you don't know what you're doing, well, then that's your answer. I don't know. Let it come to me. And so I got on it and filed and cut and filed and cut. As I was working on it, I'm just like opening up, said, let it come to me, let it come to me. And it finally did. And so that was the first one. This was like 2004.
Okay.
So I've been doing this for a while.
So I got to ask, so you came up with the vision, you know, after seeing your mom get all these, you know, little cactus spikes in her fingers and stuff. And I've cleaned cactus before, and I'll tell you what, if I had this tool, I would have enjoyed the job. But what's the traditional way for cleaning cactus without the ABW cactus cleaner? Because, like I said, especially in Mexican heritage and Mexican cuisine, cactus is a staple. It's almost as equivalent as an onion when you're cooking Mexican food, having nopales.
Mm-hmm. Well, traditionally, my mom did it with a knife. I did it with a knife. And every Hispanic person or person that have done it, they all have their own little special tool for it. They'll use this tool or that tool, but that is their tool, and that they'll take it to the grave with them if they have to. But I come from a plumbing background, and when you see my tool, it looks like a pipe. It's a round pipe. My brother calls it a round knife, which is it's what it looks like. It's a round knife. And so when I sculpted it, well, go back. Yeah, traditionally they use a knife, and you have to sharpen this knife very sharp. And then when you cut once you cut the face on both sides, then you have to cut the edges and take those thorns off, because those are pretty good right there. Those will get you, and they've gotten me before. And so you have to trace around the edges, and what that does is dull your knife. And so you spend more time sharpening the knife, cutting again, and it's a little process, which when you're cooking, and I'm sure you know, you want to get in, get it done, and get out. It's a passion, but you want to get finished. You want to get that finished product. And so when I
I agree with you, and for all my listeners out there, what I want you to understand is this is no – as a chef, we fancy ourselves on wanting to have the sharpest knives. And honestly, I want to have some knives, you know, and this is going to sound funny, but this is just the untamed part of me. I want to have some knives that look like ninja swords. And I got to tell you, man, the ABW cactus cleaner and jalapeno core look like ninja swords, and I am not playing. If you guys go to my Facebook, you know, Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef, or Albert J. Hernandez on Facebook, I mean, I pop up. I think I'm the first one to pop up. You can actually take a look at how sick these things are, because I got to tell you right now, this is ridiculous. This is an absolutely gorgeous tool. It's made with fine quality, but more importantly, it's done with so much passion and so much precision. This tool was inspired by Henry watching his mother suffering to make those cactuses for her family. And I got to tell you, brother, this tool, in my opinion, it is an all-out winner. This thing is doing big things already. Here's what I always laugh about. You always say you get the prototype that you had a plumbing background, and it looked like, you know, some kind of a plumber's tool. And to some degree, it kind of does, but I think it just looks really cool, in my opinion. But when you started production, what were some of the major hurdles that you had to encounter? Because when you're trying to patent or trying to create something, it is not easy, and it gets harder every single year.
Oh, yeah, it does. When the first one started to work, it really didn't work that good. And then I got it perfected, and it looked like a dinosaur. I took it to my mom because I was excited. I made the first one. I took it to my mom, and I go, "Here, mom, it's a present." Like a little first grader, I was taking a present to my mom, and she looked at it. She goes, "What is it?" And I go, "Mom, it's the plain cactus." I was excited, and she kind of shot me down. But she didn't know. She was precious. So here's how you do it. And, okay, being old school mom, she was in her 70s. And so she tried it in a couple of swipes. She goes, "It doesn't work." She put it down. Broke my heart. I didn't tell her. I mean, I wanted to, like, cry a little bit. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. So I kind of swallowed my pride, went back home. About a week later, I came back, and she had a stack of cactus she cleaned. And she goes, "Mijo, it worked." I go, "Hallelujah, bro." she re-inspired me, because I wasn't going to go forward. I tell you the truth, I wasn't going to go forward. If I can't get my mother to change those shoes and throw away that little cuchillo of hers, her little knife, how am I going to get the world to do this? So after that, then it was like, okay, let's go. Started making them, and I make them all by hand. Back then, I made a little jig. I put the pipe in, cut it out. And I cut it with a grinder with a cutting blade and a hacksaw and files, and it was all hand. And so I started making them, started selling them, and then I went through the patent process and all that stuff. I put some money down, and then I had to find pipe. I didn't know where to go. I was trying to find a company that would make it for me, but everybody wanted $50 a piece, and I'm like, no way, no one's going to spend 50 plus on this tool. You have to make it affordable. So I got in my car, my truck, got my supplies. I went from here all the way, I think, to Modesto, going to all these stainless steel companies and et cetera, trying to find somebody. And, I mean, these guys were amazed. Like, "What is it?" I said, "Oh, it's for cleaning cactus." They go, "Oh, now I see it." You have to tell them what it is. They go, "Oh, yeah, we can make it, like, for $35 a piece." I'm like, "No, thank you. No, thank you." So
I got to say, you really put a labor of love into this product. I mean, you went, you know, all over California looking for the right metal, looking for someone who would manufacture this at the right price so you could make a little bit of money, but more importantly, inspire, you know, the cactus world that, hey, help is on the way. Am I right?
Yes, yes. And I've opened up a lot of people's eyes when I do my festivals or I do my shows. A lot of non-Hispanics or whatever, they'll come up and go, "What are you doing?" And I was, "Well, I'm cleaning cactus." "And why?" "To eat it." "Ooh, you eat that? What about the thorns?" "Ah." And then I show them the tool. "This is why this is here, and this is why I am here." And so I show them, and I always give kudos to God. I have it on my banner, Matthew 21:22, because
that's awesome.
when I first invented this, I prayed about it. And only God gave me that vision. And so it's on my, I inscribe it on my tools now. And then it's on my banner, and it's on my my flyers. So that's where that is. I wouldn't have done it without God leading me the way. I just had to step back and say, "You take over," because I don't know what the heck I'm doing sometimes. And so
he led you in a way, brother, because I'm telling you right now. And I have used a lot of, and I want everybody to understand this. This is not one of those fly-by-night tools, you know. This isn't, you know, I love my George Foreman machine. I can't use that analogy because I love my George Foreman machine. But this is not one of those things like that you use and it it serves one purpose. This does a lot of different things, but more importantly, anyone knows when Latinos make cactus, it really is a labor of love because they clean a lot of cactus. Now, if somebody wanted to, you know what, really inspire, you know, their mother or their grandmother or even now your grandfather or your dad, we've got a lot of men cooking now. This is just one of those tools that looks cool. It works amazing. And I am very proud to say, as an award-winning chef, that the Untamed Chef endorses this amazing product because I'm telling you right now, I love cactus. But the hardest part about a cactus is having to clean it. And I don't know what anyone thinks in terms of time length when you're cleaning a cactus. This is not just something you can do. The average cactus to clean is between 5 and 10 minutes. And if you don't believe me, take a look online. And you have some people that could rush through them, and they got hands that look like, you know, crustacean, you know, seashells there, because you have to have some rough skin when you're cleaning a cactus. And if you've never been pricked before by a cactus, I'm going to tell you right now, it hurts like hell. And honestly, what you've invented here, Henry, is such a unique, amazing product, and it's so darn good looking, man. It's not just something that I would see. If I seen this in a store, I'm going to tell you this right now, brother, and I didn't even know what it was, I would pick it up and be like, "What is this?" I would, because that's the kind of chef I am. I'm a chef who's a visionary, and I want to have the best of the best. All the knives are used are Shun, you know, Kershaw brand, you know, Japanese, you know, forged steel. I mean, I use the best of the best. And when I seen this product and how beautiful it's made, and I'll get back to your story here. I just got to let my audience know that this is not one of those fly-by-night products. This is something that, in my opinion, if you take care of it'll last you for the rest of your life, and it's a generational thing that you can pass on to kids and grandkids.
That is correct.
So,
That is correct.
okay, so now I'm looking at this amazing design. It's here on my Facebook. Anybody wants to see it? It's so beautiful. So now you start adding a rubber handle to this. I mean, when did you finally get to where you had to get so you can get this down for the right price?
When I started making and producing them, I wanted to make it all one piece. I didn't want to buy somebody else's handle and put it on there. So it looks like a straight tool, Albert, but it has a 12-degree rise, and that way, when you're standing behind the cutting board, you don't have to move your elbow up or down. It automatically it's ergonomically correct the way I make it, and the blades are both sharp. It's a good safe tool, also. I'd like to add, if you're a housewife or husband and you're cooking, you don't have to worry about taking some of the fingers off when you're cutting. So it's a very safe tool. And it's for lefties, righties. It's a great tool. And when I make each one, as I'm making this tool, I'm telling myself somebody's going to receive this. And when they make that first swipe on that cactus, on those thorns, because I've heard stories of ladies and gentlemen who take one thorn out at a time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how slow is that? So this tool.
That's a long time. That's all I'm going to say.
It takes a long time. So when you swipe this a couple of times and it cleans off the whole face, and then you flip it around, once you get the way it goes and your movement on it, you'll be kicking butt on cactus, and you're done. If you have a competition with somebody who's doing it with a knife, and I did this once. I was at a flea mart one day, and the guy across from me had a produce stand, and I was on this side, and he was cleaning with his knife, and he was looking at me, and I was looking at him. And he'd have to stop every now and then and sharpen his knife, and I just kept going like, "See ya." So that proved to me like I had something there.
And you know, for everybody who wants to check out this, because I know you're just hearing about it. If you actually want to see it, www.abwccc.com, and there's actually a YouTube video of Henry using, you know, the cactus cleaner, and you could see how he is mowing through these things. And it's so funny because a cactus, like I said, it's one of those things where it is a labor of love. If you want to have an amazing product, you need to have a tool like this, because if not, you're going to be doing cactuses all day. And I remember I worked for a Mexican restaurant where one lady's job, and I am not playing, you guys, this is not a joke here, Henry, she would make tortillas and clean cactuses. That was her only job. And I don't know how, but somehow, some way, she managed to fit almost 40 hours a week into doing that. So I don't know. Maybe this tool wouldn't work for her because it might put her out of a job. But yeah, she'd have a lot of free time. She'd probably be on Facebook or doing a lot of stuff like I do. But I'm going to tell you right now, guys, the product is so incredible. It's so beautiful. And the versatility goes on more than just cactus. I mean, you could use this for just about anything, right, Henry?
Yes, you can. I've used it on cucumbers, carrots, potatoes. During the wintertime when there wasn't any cactus, when I was in its infancy, I would make one and I have to test it. So I'd go to the refrigerator, get a potato, get a carrot, and say, okay, once it takes the skin off, I'm good. And then about 6 months ago, I was making 100 jalapeno poppers for my family, and I was doing it with a knife, the old school way. Again, going back to my roots, I was using a knife or the spoon and trying to get the vein and the seeds out. And again, too much time. We want to get into the kitchen. We want to get this job done. We want to get it cooking and get on out. I opened up my drawer with all my tools, and I needed something. And I looked, and I go, oh, let me try my ABW tool here. And so I got it out, cut the jalapenos, slid it in from the point to the rear where the stem is, and wow, I'm like, yes! Again, another hallelujah, let's get going. And so I finished those 100 jalapenos within 5 minutes. I tell you not.
Yeah, and I've used it. I've used it to core jalapenos. And one of the dishes that I've won four awards for, my Southwestern Sweet Corn Bellini, and it's with a 24-hour infused roasted red pepper and jalapeno cream cheese. And what most people don't understand is this, brother, is when you are going to go to a food show that's going to have 600 or 700 people, you have a lot of jalapenos you have to mow through. And the hardest part about doing jalapenos for me and my wife, when we're getting ready for the food shows, is the oil from the jalapeno. Once it gets into the cuticles of your fingers are burned for like 2 days.
Yeah.
And it doesn't burn like, you know, you're dying or anything, but it burns very irritable. You feel that burning pulse throughout the whole day. And it's just the only time it goes away is when you have cold water running on your fingers. And anyone out there who works with spicy food, I mean, I'm a Southwestern Nouvelle, you know, fusion chef. I work with chili. I work with ghost peppers. I work with chipotle. I work with jalapenos. Everything you could think of. And I'm going to tell you right now, the ABW Cactus Cleaner, it works for that. And you actually invented a prototype for the jalapeno core, right, Henry?
I did. A friend of mine whose son does not eat cactus, he wanted a tool to just core jalapeno. So I made a 9-inch one, and it looks similar to mine, but it doesn't have any blades. It's just the tip and the cutout, and I got a nice rubber handle on it. And on those, I inscribed Viva Cristo Rey, which is long live Christ.
Oh, man, I just
so
love
I wanted-
your fade, bro. Incredible.
So I wanted to know, and it's not only coming from me, it's coming from God, the Almighty, because he's the one that inspired me. And so there we go. You got to give credit where credit is due.
No, I totally agree with you. And I absolutely, like I said, the product is beautiful. It's well made. And like I said to everybody out there who wants to make your life easier, you know what? This is such a special product. And that's why this actually helped to inspire my recipe for the World Ag Show, because everybody's thinking, how's this guy going to clean a cactus, pressure cook pork, make an emulsion, smoke an almond? And I'm telling you right now, it's the untamed way, and it's why we do what we do, because we were born to do it. We have the right tools and the right chef, that's me, and we'll make it happen. And I'm telling you right now, everybody's tripping out. When they see this recipe, I already had one lady email me like, chef, I think you might have bit off more than you can chew. And I said, ma'am, I don't think you have any idea yet what you're going to expect to see, because there's going to be 17 other chefs there. And by the time this whole contest or this whole thing is done, I want to be the only person that everybody's talking about. And this is what it takes to be untamed, everybody. Everybody was asking me, where does this inspiration come from? How do you, you know, come up with these ideas, whatever? And the bottom line is this: you do what you have to do when you have to do it. And you have to step out sometimes and really show everybody what's going on, who's in charge. And I will be using the ABW Cactus Cleaner at the World Ag Show, demonstrating to everybody, farmers, agriculturalists all over the world, how incredible it is here in the San Joaquin Valley, what we have. Now, like I said, it's an amazing story. Henry, I could talk about it forever, but we have to get to the amazing cutting board that you gave me a gift a couple of days ago. I'm going to tell you right now, brother, that was insane. But before we get there, just because I don't want us to run out of time here, we're really pushing our time. What is the website where anybody could go to purchase one of these amazing products, and how much does it cost?
The website is abwccc.com, and ABW means a better way. When I first I was inspired when I sat there with Mom saying, Mom, there has to be a better way. And so that's where that came from. So, and then also you can anywhere on Google, just put up Cactus Cleaner, and I will come out, a better way Cactus Cleaner. The price is $28, $32 shipping and handling anywhere in the United States. And the jalapeno core, I'm just making it as a gift for people and for friends. Those are $15, but I just make them for close friends at this time until I, because I need to change the diameter of that steel. That's a 304 for the cactus cleaner, which has to be more durable, because when I make something like a cutting board, I'd like it to last forever. Just like Christ, the love of Christ, you gotta have it forever. So I make it forever.
You're
I don't want the man,
brother. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to make I want to make something that's gonna last, and so it'll last. You can resharpen it, you can repolish it if you want to, but it's not the greatest looking tool in the world. But I've had success with it. People tell me how awesome it is. They tell me I'm a genius. Why didn't you make this? Like, hey, all in God's time. It's not my time. It's God's time. So that's where we're at. And
that's the right answer right there. And I'm going to tell you right now, I beg to differ to say, man, that the tool does look absolutely just sexy. And I mean that with all respect. But that's my chef talk there. When I say sexy, that means something looks really, really good. Now, the cutting board is insane, because it looks like you took a piece of a tree, you smoothed it out the surface for cutting, but you left the tree intact. I mean, and we have about 3 minutes, so if you could do it in a minute and a half, that'd be fantastic.
The cutting board, when I go out to a show, I respect my tool, but I wanted something that would draw people in, and just a regular cutting board from one of these stores, big box stores, one of the chains, that it didn't suit me. I looked, and I go, well, it's not going to do me justice. I want people to come in, and I want them to say, wow, look at this. Oh, look at that. And so this cutting board, I got the idea I wanted a big one to wow people. And so when I make the ones that I gave you, I leave all the bark and everything on them, try to make them look rustic. I put my leather handle on it with my logo, ABW. And the rest, I cure them outside. They dry. So it's a good tool. I love them. $100 out the door. Beautiful tool. So, I mean, a beautiful cutting board. And I'll sign them personally. Thank you very much.
You know what, Henry? You're such an amazing guest, brother. I had a blast. Thank you so much. And to everybody out there, no matter what you're doing, you know what? Be untamed. Remember what I said. Don't let nobody hold you back. Food was made to be pushed, but not to be tainted. So remember, as long as your chicken tastes like chicken, your fish tastes like fish, you're doing something right. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef, and I'll see you guys all next week. God bless. And I've got myself back.